Mark chapter 16, verses 1 through 5. Crucified to be glorified. In life, we all desire to be known for something. We all have a desire to be good at one thing or another. So good that we take pride in what it is that we're known for. To be glorified by something is for people to recognize you for what you do. But how many of you know that the price you pay to be glorified today is as a result of you being crucified on yesterday? Who you are today, when people look at you and people say, wow, that is great about you, is a direct result of the crucifixion that you went through on your yesterday. You don't become good without going through. In the process of going through, God is trying to do something with and through you.
All right.
The Bible declares where God says, and I will make your name great.
All right.
In order for your name to become great, you gotta pay the price for it.
Come on, man.
We all want to be known for something, but we're not willing to go through something to be known for it.
All right.
You don't wake up one morning and then you instantly have success.
All right.
But we live in a microwave generation.
Yes.
We want it now.
Yes.
And even though the box says it takes 90 seconds to cook it, we look in the microwave hoping to speed up the 90 seconds because we want it now.
All right.
I know that's some of you because I find myself doing it. Hurry up 90 seconds when it used to take 90 minutes. Now, when God begins to take us through something, we say, hurry up, God. And God is saying, this is the latter days, and what took your forefathers 400 years to do, I'll turn that thing around in your life, and I'll do it in 4 days. I'll turn that thing around, I'll do it in 4 minutes, if you humble yourself.
All right,
to me.
All right.
Jesus had to go to the cross.
Yes.
And as Jesus began to prepare himself to go to the cross, he understood that the cross was not the finishing point for him. Now, yes, he hung on the cross and he says, it is finished. Not meaning I am finished, but meaning the will of God in my life right now is finished. You need to begin to thank God that some things in your life is finished. You need to begin to thank God that there's some stuff that you've been going through. It is finished. You need to begin to praise God right now because the hell that you've been going through, it is finished. You need to begin to thank God for some folk that walked out of your life so you can just get started because it is finished. You need to thank God for the bad report from the doctor because what he told you moved you into a place of faith and it is finished. Doubt is over. Doubt is finished. Now I'm ready to serve. Found himself facing the cross. And as he was sitting about to face the cross, he says to his disciples, can you just sit here and just pray?
All right now.
See, when you begin to go through something, you need to understand who you have around you. Everybody around you, everybody that call themselves your buddy really isn't your buddy. Some folk, when you need prayer, they go to sleep on you. Some folk, when you need something, they don't want to be your friend anymore. See, we have these farewells. weather friendships. As long as things is fair, we tight. But the moment you begin to go through something, your friends will bounce on you in a minute. You gotta be careful who you let in your inner circle. You gotta be careful who you allow to see you when you're at your weakest point. Jesus finds himself going through. And as he began to go through, he says to his disciples, "Won't you just sit and just pray with me for a while?" And they sit and they pray for a while, and then all of a sudden they find themselves falling asleep. Isn't it just like Satan to come in your life when you're praying for you to get real tired and sleeping? Have you ever been reading your Bible and nothing else will put you to sleep, but you begin to read the word of the Lord and all of a sudden you got real sleep? Oh, y'all too holy for me. Sometimes I read my Bible, go straight to sleep. Sometimes I even pick it up not to get a word, but just to go to sleep. We need to act right. I know y'all holy. I know every time y'all pick it up, y'all looking for a word and a revelation and a little this and a little that. But listen, don't fool yourself, because a storm will come, a test will come. And when the test comes, when you were reading the Bible but not studying the Bible, and therefore you have nothing to stand on, Satan still will tear you up. He's not concerned that you carry a Bible. He's concerned that you live the Word of God. Jesus finds himself dealing with his disciples. He deals with the disciple and one of them named Peter. He begins to go through something and Peter curses and Peter denies him and says, "I don't even know the man." He finds himself after Peter going to the cross and they crucify him on the cross. Now, when someone crucifies you, it means they don't just try to kill you. They try to scandalize your name. I wonder, have you ever been going through something and it wasn't enough for the person to do you harm? They then told lies on you. They tried to destroy your character. They tried to destroy who you is all about. See, because people really don't care anything about you. And the truth be told, people really don't care anything about you or about anybody else in terms of you being a child of God until you're dead. And so when you die, then everybody want to line up in the church. When you die, everybody want to talk about what a good person you was. When you die, then they'll give you the glory, because people are not afraid of a dead hero. But as long as you're still alive, you wonder why people keep attacking you. It's because the anointing that's upon your life, they are afraid of the anointing, because they tried to stop you and you still got a promotion, because they tried to lie on you and you still got it. Jesus is on the cross.
Yes, he is.
And before he goes to the cross, he says to his disciples, "You destroy this temple, but in 3 days, I'll get it up again." Their mind went to, how can you rebuild a temple that took hundreds of years to build? How are you going to build it in 3 days? See, sometimes people are so holy, they miss what you're really talking about. But that's all right, because when they don't understand what you're talking about, then they don't know how to attack what God is going to do in your life. That's why God gave you a language and said, when you really want to pray to me, he'll pray to me in tongues. That's why God gave you a language, because when you talk to God, I'm not interested in you listening to what I got to tell my God. Therefore, I have to confuse the enemy sometimes, and I have to begin to speak in an unknown tongue to the ear, but thank God he understands. And even if he did not give you the gift of tongues, if I said, Lord, he understands that. If I cry out, Lord, he understands that. You got to get to a place where you really begin to trust God. And so he hangs on the cross, and 3 days later, from hanging on the cross, he indeed gets up. But listen to this. When they kill Jesus, they take him and they bury him in a borrowed tomb. See, why waste money when you're not going to stay there?
That's right.
Okay.
That's right.
It wasn't necessary to purchase it. So Joseph, even though you're going to loan me your tomb, I only need it for 3 days. Because I promise you, one Sunday morning.
Now, all right now.
I found it interesting.
All right now.
Early one Sunday morning. Now let me back up and tell you something that happened, and I want you to think about what you say, because I'm going to need you to count for me this morning, and I pray that you can count to three.
All right now. All right. All right. Have mercy, Jesus.
If you call that at the Wednesday before Easter, Ash Wednesday.
All right, man.
Don't start counting yet. But if you call it Ash Wednesday,
all right.
The reason you do is because that's the day he hung on the cross.
All right, man. Amen.
So from Wednesday to Thursday is one day.
Okay, that's right.
Don't get confused. We're still on one. So from Thursday to Friday is 2 days. From Friday to Saturday is 3 days.
Yes, yes. All right now.
That's three.
That's three.
But I'm still on Saturday.
All right.
Now with the Jewish day, the day begins at night.
That's right.
In the evening.
That's right.
So if it was from Wednesday night to Thursday night, one, from Thursday night to Friday night, two, from Friday night to Saturday night, three, and then your Bible says early one Saturday morning.
All right.
Yes, it do.
I just want you to know when he really got up.
All right.
I just want you to know that he indeed is not dead. He's alive. I want you to know this morning that the same God that they crucified, being Jesus Christ, he's alive this morning. And so the women came one Sunday morning.
All right.
Now they had the journey to get there. They had to travel to get there. And so they came. And as they began to come early one Sunday morning. Now when they were walking, their concern was, who's going to roll away the stone? But now let me back up and show you something about all of these Marys in verse number one. Because the Bible declares when they came, they brought with them spices. They didn't use embalming fluid. They just used spices. So they were coming to dress the body so that the body could lay down and rest. But what I saw when I was reading that wasn't a good thing. Because how can these women come with some embalming fluid or spices to anoint a body when he said on the third day, I won't be there? They came because of doubt.
That's right.
I want you to get this. Because if they believed that he wasn't there, they would not have to bring some anointing, would not have to bring some spices. If they believed in him totally, they would have understood, I don't even have to rush to get there because I know he's going home to sit at the right hand of the Father.
That's right.
And so they came. And they come and they have all their little spices. And as they come, their concern was, now who is going to roll away the stone? Because the stone, a big stone in front of the grave. The grave wasn't as we have them today. Imagine a rock or a cliff or something like that. So you had to carve your little way through it. And so he says, or they were thinking that somebody put the stones there and the Romans guard. So we're going to have to roll away the stone. How many of you know that God doesn't need you to do what he's already done? This morning, I need for you to understand what you're worried about, the obstacle that is in your way, baby, that thing been rolled away already. What you worried about? He says, I'll roll the stone away. This is a season where God will do some things in your life, and he doesn't even need your help to do it. That's the kind of God that we serve. He's like that. He's a battle lion in the time of God.
All right.
Not only that, he says in the very present.
All right now.
the God that you're dealing with.
Yes. Right.
And so these women come early one Sunday morning. And as they come, they says, well, who is going to roll away the stone for us? And as soon as they get there, what they discover is that the thing that they were worried most about has already done. I'm talking to somebody.
Yes, Lord.
You're worried about something.
Yes, Lord.
I came this morning to tell you it's already done.
All right.
I know it's been weighing on you. I know it's been heavy. But it's already done. I came to tell somebody you've been going through something and it's been horrible. It's been painful. And in the midst of you going through it, folk knew all about your business. I'm sure when they came, they were thinking, now we got to bring something because we got to put some type of spices on him because he's stinking. You've been going through something. And what you've been going through has been a stinking situation. But the God that I serve, he'll bring you through something and you won't even smell like what you just got out of. Oh, And the Bible declares, they walked in and they looked to the right. And as they looked to the right, they saw someone and they were dressed. They were dressed in glory. It says that the man didn't even tell them what his name was. You know, in the midst of going through something, God doesn't need for you to tell him your situation. He already knows. And the thing that I like about God is that he allowed my mess. But he allowed my mess because he wanted to bless it. He allowed my mess because there's a message on the other side. And so they walk in and they see somebody sitting to the right. And he never tells them their name. He just says to them, who are you looking for? I know you have doubt. Who are you looking for? Rescue you? Who are you looking for? Who are you looking for? In the midst of going through something, who are you looking for to rescue you? Man can't do it. God will put you in a situation. If you don't turn to him, baby, that thing won't turn around. But God is able to do all things but fail. And they're gone. Says, I don't know who it is. And he says, who are you looking for?
Who are you looking for?
Now, if you're looking for Jesus of Nazareth, he has risen.
Yes, Lord. Thank you. Thank you, Lord.
He's not dead.
All right.
God is a promise keeping God.
Yes, he is. Yes,
he is. He told them before the thing started, in 3 days I'd get up again.
That's right. That's right. That's right.
Watch this. If you say amen to that, let me tell you what he said about you before your little mess got started. He says, before I formed thee, you in the womb of your mother, he says, I knew you. That's what he said about you. Who are you looking for? Because whoever you're looking for, he's not there.
That's right.
If you're looking for Jesus, I need for you to understand he's not there, baby. He's not there. If you call on him, I dare you, when you're going through something, to call on his name. I dare you, in the midst of struggle, just say Jesus and watch him rise. You going through may look impossible.
Thank you, Lord.
And in the natural, it was over for Jesus. In the natural, it was over for Jesus. But I'm glad that God is a spirit. He takes the natural, touches it, makes it supernatural. For God is a spirit, and they that worship Him must worship Him in spirit and in truth. Have you been blessed this morning? This morning without giving someone an opportunity to receive Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior this morning.